one for you.
Joined here by Jerry Savoie, our Pro Stock Motorcycle Champion today. Jerry drives the White Alligator Racing Suzuki motorcycle. His crew chief is Tim Kalungian. Crew is teammate Ellie Tongley, faced off against Ellie in the final round. So we talked about this a little bit before earlier in the year, but man, the partnership, you did the two bikes. This has been a very fruitful season.
Yeah, it's been really good. You know, I've had some misfortune a couple times, and my riding hasn't been like it should be. But you know, Ellie's solid as a rock. So when you beat him, it's kind of rewarding, or pretty rewarding, should I say. He's taught me a lot, and I've taught him some things, and we thrive off each other. And, you know, we had bad lights all weekend, and we got in the finals. I had a 14, he had a 17. So we bring out the best of each other, and that's what it takes to win races. So it's tough.
Tim's ability to tune the motorcycles was on full display today. At one point, you guys ran back-to-back
86.9
that were identical to the thousands of a second. Just talk about your relationship with Tim and his relationship with these motorcycles.
Tim is one humbled individual. He takes everything to heart. He don't take it for granted, and he wants to be better. And Ellie said, before this round, Ellie said, well, that's good. And Tim's like, what's good? Well, we both in the finals. Tim said, are you happy the way you ran? It's yes. He said, well, I'm not. Okay? It's never enough. And, you know, he pulls everybody in on the weekends, Jeremy and Rick and Steve, and give them a little talking to, and we have a really close family. When you drag race and everything is clicking, it shows on the track. That is my family away from home, and I love them all.
And, you know, Ellie has not lost a lot when he gets to final rounds. Usually that's a guy that when he gets there, he ends up here. You know, how
right.
big is it to be able to beat him? And obviously to beat him at the light, too, that's obviously an area where right. he excels a lot.
Well, but before the final, we both wish each other good luck, and let's go have some fun and do the best that we can be. And every time I make a pass, that's why I was crying in the back, because my father passed away years ago to cancer. And I talk to him every time I put in gear. If you see me between first and second gear, I take a deep breath. He was like, come on, Daddy, come on, come ride with me. Because he used to love drag racing. You know, so, like I said, Ellie's a great rider, you know, and he does a great job. So when you can run with him or beat him, it says a lot. The boy is good, man. And you can't take that away from him. So he's my partner. And if he wins the championship or I win a championship or we don't win a championship, whatever, I'm so humbled in life, it don't matter. You know, it's cool. I'd like to thank a couple people. You know, Mr. Race Hall gives some great products, and PGA1 and also Motec, but Vance and Hines, Eddie Krawick, Andrew, that whole gang over there, they take care of us, make a lot of power, and Mr. Jim Baldwin with Suzuki Extended Protection. This guy came on board and helping us out and helping LE out, and it's a great thing. You know, he's got a great program. If you need some insurance for your bike, go and get it. You know, it's Suzuki Extended Protection. And I want to thank Mr. Kenny Koreski at home. You one bad man. You know how to pick him. You got a great team here, and we're going to make you proud.
I just had one question away from drag racing, if I could. Living up here and having readers that are up here, I know I was just wondering if you could explain a little bit about the alligators and what you do when you're away from the track, and just if that's something I could share with them.
Well, it would take a long time explaining it all, but the bottom line is it's a program within the state of Louisiana. We pick up eggs and we hatch them. We raise them on a farm, just like a chicken farm. It's very, very maintained as far as health-wise and whatnot. And, you know, we raise them and have an end product, and the rest is history, you know. And right now we hatch an egg at home. We got a bunch of little babies running around, so that's pretty cool. But I don't know, man. It's got me here today where I'm at. So.
Great. Yeah, you talked a little bit in the winner's circle about the atmosphere here in Brainerd. Talk a little bit about just how you were feeling with the atmosphere and what it means to win here.
We go to a lot of tracks around the world and around the country, and the people in Brainerd over here are so, so Louisiana-like, you know? Like, they share and cook, and, I mean, it's just unbelievable, the camaraderie and the friendship that you gather. We met some really nice people in Sonoma. We got a great Sonoma family. We got a Minnesota family here, and we see them every year. And, you know, that's what drag racing is all about. It's all about family and friends. If these people weren't out here with their family, we wouldn't have a show. And if this wasn't in my heart, I wouldn't be out here. So drag racing is a family event from the junior dragsters all the way to the top few. And without that, it doesn't exist. So thanks to NHRA and Mellow Yellow. What a great organization put all this on. And thanks to Lucas Oil. This was a great race. They did a great job.
Great.
Congratulations, Jerry.
Thanks.